CGH About Your Health Radio. And with us this morning, Amy Meyer. She's a licensed clinical therapist for the CGH Behavioral Health Unit. Amy is here to talk about the CGH Behavioral Health Unit and how they help those suffering from mental health conditions. And Mental Health Awareness Month is coming up here in May. Hey, good morning, Amy. Good to see you again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How are you today?
I'm doing good, especially with the weather that you just kind of talked about, even though what's coming in the future. But right now, we can't complain with that sun shining.
We'll take today.
Absolutely.
Well, you were with us a couple of years back, but let's reintroduce you to listeners and tell us a little bit about yourself and your education.
Yeah, so I'm Amy Meyer. I'm a licensed clinical therapist at CGH Behavioral Health. I'm an LCPC, which is a licensed clinical professional counselor. I've currently worked at CGH for approximately 3 years now in the inpatient behavioral health unit and throughout the hospital, working with mental health patients that come into CGH. So I got my master's degree from Lakeland University in 2006. I got my master's degree in clinical counseling. Basically after that became licensed and have worked within private practice in our community. And also after private practice, I've worked in correctional mental health, which I currently work at the county level also, and I've worked at the state level. And when CGH opened their behavioral health unit approximately 3 years ago in 2021, came on board as the licensed clinical therapist for the unit.
Wow. Okay. Love the master's there.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And okay, so as a licensed clinical therapist, what do you do in your role?
So anyways, I work on the behavioral health unit and throughout the entire hospital, CGH. So some of the roles that I do, we do mental health assessments within the emergency department or throughout CGH. If somebody's having a crisis assessment and a crisis need, that's when we do the assessments. Or we can do an assessment to determine what outpatient resources or level of care that they need. We also do discharge planning. So not only when you leave the inpatient behavioral health unit or CGH emergency department or throughout the facility, if you're needing outpatient resources from mental health, we are going to go ahead and get you set up with that and figure out what you need. So we work with a lot of the agencies within the area to figure out how we can best suit the needs that you have as an individual and throughout your family. So we also do individual and group therapies within the behavioral health unit. We also do referrals and placement resources and services for patients that maybe need a little bit of higher level of care than independent living. And we also do mental health stabilization throughout the unit on both medication management and therapeutic interventions. We also coordinate transitions of care, and that can be from facilities that a patient is already at, from the behavioral health unit or throughout the hospital, onto or back into the community to where they're at if they're within an assisted living environment or supportive care. We also do a lot of, so we have both involuntary and voluntary admissions onto the behavioral health unit. All the involuntary ones are going to go through the Whiteside County Court. So I work a lot with the civil mental health court proceedings on those for how we can take best care of our patients while they're in our care. And I also do family care coordination because the best thing we want to do is make sure that the family is involved as much as possible, as long as that's a supportive care for the patient, to help them and make sure that they have the supports that they need.
I have a sneaky suspicion you've had numerous speaking engagements and presentations.
I have. We have quite a few of them going on as a representative from CGH. Lately, I've just some of the ones recently. I have a rural mental health conference that we're doing to present at. And also, I just finished up 2 1-week stints with the Illinois State Police to help the law enforcement officers through mm-hmm. Illinois State Police and their divisions, and working with mental health patients that they might come across and how to proceed with that and how to get them the help that they need.
Well, knowing that there was school, and more school ahead of you, why did you decide to become a licensed clinical therapist?
Well, so prior to this, I was actually a law enforcement officer within our community here for approximately 10 years. After that, I was working with mental health patients that we would get calls for service on as a police officer. And we'd always bring them to the emergency department or try to help them in the ways that we could, but I never knew what happened with them afterwards. You know, did they receive their help? Were we seeing them again? What can we do? So after becoming a law enforcement officer, I went back to school and got my master's degree in clinical counseling so that I could see that after part as to what cares and services that they need to kind of follow that through. So that's kind of what led me down that path and helping people get whatever they need to be successful in life.
Well, we have May coming up with Mental Health Awareness Month. That's a time to raise awareness for mental health conditions and provide resources to those in need of help. Tell us how important mental health is in our community.
So living within the rural community, we all can agree that there is a rural mental health crisis throughout the nation in itself. So the resources that we have available are limited, but I can tell you that we do have resources available. But just some statistics that I have. So nearly one in five U.S. adults are diagnosed with a mental health condition or have a diagnosable mental health condition in any given year, and probably only 50% of them actually receive treatment or seek out treatment. Along with that, 46% of Americans will meet the criteria for a diagnosable mental health condition sometime within their life. And you know that half of those people will develop the conditions by the age of 14 years old. So you're really going to see the transition and progression throughout their psychopathology, throughout their lifespan development. So this is so important for the younger generations and mental health to be taken serious, so that way we can hopefully get them the help that they need and try to get at least the resources available to them as they grow through their adulthood. And overall, the number of U.S. adults with a mental health condition is around 50 million people right now. So that's the updated statistics on that. It's great statistics, but it's hard to sometimes stomach those numbers as to what we have going on. And especially living in the rural areas, sometimes we don't realize, you know, the magnitude of mental health throughout the United States.
Once again, CGH, About Your Health, with Amy Meyer, a licensed clinical therapist from the CGH Behavioral Health Unit. Well, maybe at the CGH Behavioral Health Unit, what kind of mental conditions do you treat?
We see a variety of conditions coming in that we can treat. We can treat most of them within our behavioral health unit. Some of the conditions that we do treat are depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, mood disorders, post-traumatic stress disorders, suicidal, homicidal thoughts and ideation, and psychotic disorders. So we see a plethora of patients. There's no necessarily, you know, you have to have this mental health diagnosis or this, that going on. And like I said, we treat the individual, not necessarily what class that they should belong in for a diagnosis.
Well, can CGH's behavioral health unit help those suffering from any mental condition?
So as I mentioned before, we opened up in 2021 based on a community needs assessment that was conducted. And they determined that we do need an inpatient behavioral health unit, especially in the rural area. So we opened up a 10-bed unit on the BHU. And the 10-bed unit is, we have two single rooms and we have four double rooms on there. We provide safe and secure setting for adults 18 years of age or older to receive treatment. And the best part is it's closer to home and we can involve that family and the resources that are within the community that they will be discharging to. On our unit, we also have providers that are there and available 7 days a week to provide psychiatric diagnostic and prescribing of the medication services to our adult inpatients. Our unit also has several other professionals working in there. So we have the nursing staff that's on there. That's wonderful. We also have the therapy department in the back that includes a behavioral health specialist, rec therapist. I'm back there as licensed clinical therapist. That's where we do a lot of our therapeutic interventions coupled with the medication management. And our treatment's tailored to each person's individual needs, as I mentioned before. We don't group everybody into like, oh, you have depression, or this is what we're going to do. You know, we figure out what the individual needs are, and we figure out how we can meet those and achieve to help them have a more successful life. And the patients, while on the unit, actually even work together within the groups that we have to help each other out as well, because sometimes people feel like they're struggling or fighting alone, and sometimes the best thing to know is just that they're not alone and other people are going through some similar situations, even though they're not the same, but they can relate with each other on that, so they do a lot of interaction with each other also. And when we're engaging the patients in like active therapy to help them learn life skills, problem solving skills, symptom recognition and management of these skills, and how they can utilize these skills when they leave to their lower level of care when they're discharging.
Well, how can someone in need of help get treatment at the CGH Behavioral Health Unit? Where do they start?
So per the Illinois Mental Health Code for the state of Illinois, it indicates that you have to come through an emergency department in order to go inpatient onto a behavioral health unit throughout this entire state of Illinois. So if someone is struggling, or you know someone that's struggling and need them, you know, they want to seek help, it doesn't always necessarily mean they need to come onto the behavioral health unit, but maybe they just need, you know, we can figure out what level of care that they need, integrate them back to the community, or they could be coming onto the behavioral health unit. But if they need help, come on down to the CGH emergency department, because the staff down there is wonderful to get you checked in and everything. And when you're there, after you're medically cleared, so you're going to go through the medical assessments and everything, because some medical diagnosis and disorders can contribute to your mental health. So we need to make sure that you're medically cleared first. Otherwise, once you're medically cleared, either someone from the behavioral health unit or Senesippi Centers, if it's after our behavioral health unit hours when the therapy team is there, somebody from Senesippi, we will come down and do an assessment to figure out what level of care is most appropriate to you and hopefully work with you in those.
You mentioned Senesippi Centers. Are there any other resources in the community that people can contact?
Absolutely. So like I said, Senesippi Centers does have a 24/7 crisis hotline, and that number is 1-800-242-7642. We also have the Weisset County Health Department, Behavioral Health Department over there, and their number is 815-626-2230. I also want to indicate, too, that we have NAMI of the Sauk Valley area, a great group that I'm talking with. I work well with Maggie over there, and in June I will be doing a presentation over there as well for their mental health and inpatient service, or to teach them about inpatient services. So NAMI of the Sauk Valley, check them out. They do have a Facebook page. I believe the website's up. If you need to get a hold of them, it's 815-876-0442. And one of the great things that I like about NAMI, the Sauk Valley, that they have going on is they have a lot of groups going on. And it's not necessarily just for persons with mental health, but it also covers for families with mental health, or that have family members of mental health. So the families can help get the support of how do I help my family member when they're coming home? How do I help going through that? And it can also cause a lot of stress within the family members. So they do have a lot of groups out there for that. So check them out, because they're a great resource. We also have the national 988 number. Call or text that number if you're in crisis or need any assistance in that matter. Or call 911, because like I said, they're trained down there. They can kind of help you get to where you need to go. Yep.
NAMI of the Sauk area, I think I have an idea where they might be.
I think you might also. It may be very familiar to what a building that you have seen before.
Right. Yeah, well, we're talking about 3101 Freeport Road, where the station used to be.
Ah. Absolutely.
What are some other things that are going on at CGH that we should know about?
Well, while we're talking about mental health, we can't ignore the fact that it involves the brain. So just to let you know, CGH does have WITS Fitness Brain Exercise class that's coming up on Tuesday, May 14th at 1:30 p.m. This class lasts till about 3 o'clock p.m., I'd say, and it leads people regardless of age through interactive activities that are crafted to, like, stimulate the brain. This class is brought to you actually in part by our CGH Health Foundation Dementia Project. That's really big. I see the flyers all around on that. So you can register for the WITS Fitness Brain Exercise class by calling the CGH Dementia Coordinator, who's Beth Sterk. And her phone number is 815-625-4790. And this class, just to let you know, this class will be held actually in the community room at 2600 North Locust Street in Sterling. So that's actually north of the hospital at the old NIMS building, if people remember the NIMS building. So, yep, it's actually up at that community room.
Wow. Lots of information. Well, Amy, thanks for getting us a head start on May Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes.
And for more information on CGH Behavioral Health Unit, visit www.cghmc.com. Ready for some slashes? /services/behavioral-health-unit. Again, Amy, thanks so much for coming in this morning and being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.